Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues. This is indeed the broadcast for November 8th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is Tuesday Election Day, better than Super Tuesday, big time. All kinds of things are popping, ladies and gentlemen. As people are going out to vote today, I'm going to go vote right after the show. We got an incredible special broadcast tonight, 4 hours of live coverage, 8 Eastern to midnight, 7 to 11 Central, 6 to 10 Mountain, 5 to 9 Pacific. We will be live with all kinds of newsmakers, hard-hitting star talk show hosts. Man, we got a roundtable to knock your socks off. The broadcast is called Political Roundtable 2016. It's going to be incredible. Tune in tonight, libertynewsradio.com for details. It's also going to be simulcasted on Scott Bradley's. He's the vice presidential candidate on the Constitution Party. Scott Bradley's webinar channel as well. Sam Bushman and Scott Bradley will be co-hosting. The broadcast will be the anchors, and we will have all kinds of newsmakers. I'll just give you an example. Well-known New York TV reporter for News 12. I should say former reporter. They fired him because he said they ought to have dads in homes these days, and it would really make a difference for folks. They fired him over that. But anyway, Sean Bergen is going to be literally at a celebratory party in New York, on Long Island. So that's just an example of an incredible newsmaker that'll be part of the broadcast. So that's tonight. Check it out. We're still in the middle of our early election coverage this morning, and a buddy of ours in Missouri just finished voting. Hi, Tim.
Sam, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, sir.
Kurt, is he with you today?
Absolutely.
Kurt, how are you doing?
Howdy, sir, Tim.
I just got to let you guys know, I voted my conscience today.
That's good.
I've been told I need to vote my conscience, and I'll be darned if I got in that booth, my conscience started screaming, Trump. So, I voted, and I got to tell you that the voter turnout was amazing. I've been voting there for the last 8 years. And I'm telling you that I've never seen the polls so full. And outside, there was a group gathering kind of down the block that was talking about things. And I knew several more, so I went over there, and they're all nervous. I said, what do you think? And I said, I don't know. I said, I've never seen this kind of turnout. And they're like, man, if Hillary gets in, we're in so much trouble. And I'm looking at this group, and I said, by the looks of how many people showed up and the amount of and people in this group that's concerned about Hillary getting in. It doesn't sound to me like she's getting in, but you never know with the poll rigging.
So. You got that right. Now, Tim, did you do any exit polling?
Just the fact that the group that was gathered outside was probably 20 people, and they were all worried that Hillary was going to get in. So
that's a fair worry. What a lot of people are doing is exit polling, and the way they're doing the exit polling is they're just standing aside enough away for the poll not to be interfering. And they just randomly ask every, say, seventh person coming out. Don't pick who you're going to ask based on their looks. This guy looks like it might be a Hillary or Trump. Just every seventh person or every fourth person or every tenth, whatever you want, and just see who they're voting for. And believe it or not, right after the polls, right after people vote, they're most likely to tell you who they really voted for. They're all excited. You're most likely to get a real reality check. And the exit polling can help us understand if there's vote fraud going on, etc. Anyway, we appreciate your vote and your conscience. Anything you want to tell America before we let you fly?
There was a lot of red shirts there. Good luck.
By the way, it looks like Missouri, by the way, Tim, has 10 electoral votes, and they apparently are in the solid red column, for Trump. So, anyway.
I'm concerned a little bit about the red column because I don't know that I like Republicans being red. But anyway, that's a whole other discussion on
that's
that.
Just
side,
part of that.
It's just like, wow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, last hour we covered so many headlines. I just want to recap them for a quick second before our guest jumps on the broadcast with us. This is treason. That's not my statement, although I think it's probably correct. Clinton email server reportedly exposed to 5 spy agencies. evidence has come to light that Hillary Clinton illegally sent classified information to her daughter. That's bad enough. But then she tried to delete it. The State Department was then forced to release over 1,000 emails that Hillary tried to delete that the FBI uncovered or recovered, I should say, recovered. While she was Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton routinely asked her maid to print out classified information. I kid you not. Now, that's the New York Post reporting this stuff. It's not me. Now, by the way, if elected, Hillary could pardon herself. I don't even know how to respond to something like that. It's never happened in our history. Alan Phillips, well-known attorney at law, VaccineRights.com, PandemicResponseProject.com. He's primarily a vaccine rights defense attorney and legislative expert. But I want to just talk about the elections today a little bit, because Alan Phillips isn't just a vaccine guy. I mean, he is, but he's a whole lot more than that. Alan, welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Sam, it's an honor to be with you as always, but particularly today on Election Day. And I have been watching in the alternative media the successive releases, WikiLeaks releases, and people who I trust giving summaries of those. And this is just amazing, and I'm just sitting here following every word you said the last few moments there, and it's like you say, I don't even know how to respond to that, and I just had to laugh because that's my exact same response. What do you say? How does somebody even come under investigation at all and not immediately step down because the appearance nationally and internationally is so highly questionable? You know, whether she wins or not, we're looking at months, maybe years, of ongoing scandals and investigations. There are multiple things going on right now as we speak. As you probably know, the IRS office in Dallas is already investigating the Clinton Foundation. We've got evidence now, I think, from the WikiLeaks releases, if not elsewhere, that Clinton perjured herself in the Benghazi hearings, and Republicans are going to be going after that, again, whether or not she wins the election. And then just all these multiple things coming up. I can't even, you know, I listened to somebody describing these in YouTube videos, and I can't even keep up and remember the list is so long. It's just
now. Let me add to this. So they're saying that Hillary may be able to pardon herself, or that during the lame duck session, Barack may be able to pardon Hillary Clinton for this stuff. Comey going back and forth saying, "Hey, wait a minute, we got something here." Oh no, just kidding. Sorry, we don't. You've got literally the Justice Department, the FBI in on all this. It turns out that Barack Obama lied. He claimed that he didn't know that she was using a private server, but now we find that, well, he emailed her on that private server, and he used a pseudonym, or a fake name, an alias, to communicate with her on that as well, so he did know he lied. So it goes all the way to the White House, and it goes all the way to Humedin, which is the top aide for Hillary, who happens to have Muslim Brotherhood ties. And it goes to Chicago's mayor, Rahm Emanuel. He used a private email server to communicate with Hillary and crew as well. You got John Podesta in the mix. You got the media all in the mix. CNN got caught giving questions literally to Hillary Clinton in advance and cheating. And they literally had CNN and other top journalists running their articles by Hillary's staff saying, is this okay before we release this? Literally, the media in bed with government with ties from Washington to Chicago and who knows where else, all in the mix. I'm convinced that Comey thought, well, let's try a surgical removal of the criminal activity, the rogue agents in government. And then he went, wait a minute, we'd have to get rid of the whole government. No, we're going to call that off. Now, that might be somewhat of speculation, but is it hard to say it's not a little more than speculation at this point? You've literally got all this information on these people. To the point where Hillary literally lied before Congress, perjured herself. It's blatantly admitted to now. And then she had her staff, one staff IT guy, literally rejected a subpoena. He failed to attend the court date that he had. He just thumbed his nose at a subpoena. And then other aides are pleading the fifth like no other. And then they literally go out and they destroy devices with hammers. This is not a joke. And then what we have is the government says, you guys are a bunch of conspiracy theorists if you think Clinton's a bad girl. You know? Leave her alone. She's the best person to have the nuclear codes. And she wants to run out and blame everything on Russia, creating a national security crisis with foreign affairs or foreign governments? I mean, what have we done, Alan Phillips? Your response right after the pause. I just want to give you time to think about all I laid on you, though. This is not my speculation. This is all mainstream press reported stuff. And now they're saying, you know, she might win the election. If she does, I've been so critical of her, I might have to buy a bulletproof vest, folks. This is crazy. Liberty Roundtable, live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
I'm making the point that Hillary's a criminal, literally admitted to in the mainstream press by every account, but yet they say it doesn't matter because the Donald's worse. I mean, he literally talks about women. I mean, imagine a guy loving women these days. Now, I'm not defending Donald Trump's behavior towards women in any way, but all I'm telling you is this. It's beyond imagination when you compare everything they complain about Donald. Hillary is far worse. Bottom line is Hillary is pro-death. Donald is pro-life. Hillary is more government. Donald is less. By the way, I'm not even voting for Donald. I voted for a third-party candidate that I know won't win, but I can sleep at night because I voted my conscience. I literally endorsed publicly in writing Darrow Castle and Scott Bradley on the Constitution Party, and I intend to vote for them. Nevertheless, at a binary discussion, Donald Trump is almost like a Girl Scout compared to Hillary. I mean, it's crazy. It's just beyond imagination. Now, Alan Phillips, all that I've highlighted, this is all from the mainstream press. And then she might pardon herself, or Barack might pardon her. And they're literally telling the American people that it does not matter. It's okay. Give her the nuclear codes, when she's literally blaming this on Russia. And if it isn't Russia that's doing the leaks, and by the way, there's no evidence that it is at this point. Even the FBI agrees with that. Even though the mainstream press continues to spin that lie. Isn't that almost literally almost starting a nuclear war? I mean, I don't know how you could just blame this on a country, but yet not escalate tensions. Hillary with the nuclear codes would be like a mushroom cloud. It's crazy.
Well, and she's also publicly asserted that when the president gives the command, it has to be followed, period, end of story. If she, in a moment of whatever it would be, and she's capable, I believe, fully capable of those moments, just decides, okay, it's time to push the button, it will happen. It won't be something that she'll sit down and discuss with Congress and advisors and allow some process and so forth. That's what concerns me about Hillary. She's not only willing to do it, I believe she's willing to do it unilaterally to the full extent of her authority to do so. And the commander-in-chief is the commander-in-chief, can make some really profound unilateral decisions there. When Trump says he wants to work with Russia, that doesn't sound to me like there's a really high-risk immediate threat of, you know, unilaterally starting a war. It's a real complicated issue and a very fascinating one, and as disturbing and horrifying perhaps as it is fascinating, Sam, but when the people who enforce the laws are part of the corruption, it's really hard to get the corruption prosecuted. So, you know, the Justice Department should have been all over this months ago at the first clear evidence of any criminal wrongdoing and didn't touch it. And I'll just throw in a little vaccine piece here because it really does tie in. We know that there's a Congressman, Bill Posey in Florida, who has thousands of documents leaked to him by a CDC whistleblower that proves that vaccines cause autism in the CDC. This came from the CDC, their research, and they know that. And a group of top CDC officials got together and destroyed the documents showing this vaccine autism causal relationship because it was not politically correct or otherwise not acceptable to them for this to become public. This is criminal behavior. And this congressman has had these documents for 2 years. He has twice asked Congress to investigate, and it's obviously another one of those too-big-to-fail kind of things. Nobody's touching it. The Justice Department should be all over this. Those people should have been prosecuted 2 years ago. They should all be in jail right now. We have the evidence. It's not a conspiracy theory. We've got a congressman in Florida. He and his staff have gone through all of this. We've got an award-winning documentary filmmaker who's made a film about this, and now it's been circulating around the country in the last several months. I highly recommend people see the film, or you can buy it now online. It's called Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D. But it's another piece of the same puzzle. Hillary tweeted a few weeks ago, "The science is clear. The world is round, the sky is blue, and vaccines are safe. Everybody go get your vaccines." And she has taken more pharmaceutical contributions in her campaign than any of the other candidates, and more than twice as much as the next closest candidate.
Yeah, and all the other candidates combined, basically, right?
Yeah, and here's the deal. You know, Clinton's out there saying, "I got my vaccines," and you know what? She got pneumonia, too. Obviously, they didn't help her out too much. But here's the point. It's not just an individual.
And I hate it when that happens.
There's, you know, when Comey gets, now I saw the videos of this. Here's a trying to remember the guy's name. Trey Gowdy,
yeah, congressman from Florida.
Yeah, Gowdy is interviewing Comey, and Gowdy's a former attorney, and he points out to the FBI director that by saying this was the first time around, by saying you're not going to go forward with any sort of indictments against Hillary, you have added a new element that's not even in the law so that you can say she doesn't meet this element, which is not a requirement in the law in the first place. But then the evidence shows that she meets that element anyway.
And it shows that literally the FBI director, James Comey, in this case, in bed with Hillary on this whole criminal activity scheme as a cover-up. It's a problem. Big time.
But that he can get up in front of Congress and the world and hold a straight face while he's having this interaction and actually communicate in a way that, by the tone of his voice, it sounds like he's very confident, knows exactly what he's talking about. It all makes perfect sense. Everything's cool. The guy has talent, okay? If you can get up and lie in a way that, at least by the tone of your voice, you make it sound like everything's fine, I mean, that guy's got, you know, an acting gift of some kind. He may also have some sociopathic or psychopathic psychological components at the same time to be able to do that. But here's the point. If the people who are supposed to fix this are part of the problem, how is it going to get fixed? And so this is the complicated issue here. But even if Clinton gets pardoned or gets in and pardons herself, and so there's no formal prosecution, the information is going to come out. The process of evaluating it is still going to occur. If the mainstream media continues to suppress it, it's still going to be out there all over the alternative media. And you can't hide this stuff forever. You can't suppress it forever. So one way or another, it's going to be there. If she gets into the presidency, she's going to be the most impotent president that we've ever had. She's not going to be able to do anything or get anything done because the entire her entire term is going to be just racked with all of this scandal and all these different things coming out and going forward. So it's not just a question of she pardons herself or Obama pardons her and it all goes away. But how it plays out, either way, whether she's in the office or not, this is completely unprecedented in our nation's history. What's going, where we are right now, however it plays out, will be completely unprecedented. It's going to be a rocky next few months, if not years or decades, Sam. And
amen to that. Are you going to vote?
I voted this morning. I actually, and there was some question about that. There's some, I want to be careful. I don't want to be critical of people, but when I moved this summer, anytime you move, the U.S. Postal Service automatically asks you, you know, you want to up, you know, here's how you can update your voter registration. So I went through that process right then, back in the summer. And then more recently, I went to the driver's license place to get my license updated because I had attempted this online through the mail, and for some reason that didn't work. And I get there, and she says, do you want to update your voter registration? I said, well, I already did that. And she said, she has a computer in this case, and she says, no, it's not updated. All right, well, I'll update it then.
Well, if you were voting for Hillary, it would have been updated, sir.
That's right. And she says, this is the last day, so I lucked out by coincidence. I got in the last day that I could. Well, I get all the information in the mail about my voter registration update, and it comes in with the wrong address again. So this is like three times that I had to deal with this. So I wasn't even sure when I showed up this morning.
Well, you realize, because the profiling, you're not likely to be a Hillary supporter. You know that, right?
Not like you is the understatement here, but
I'm just saying they kind of profile that stuff. And, you know, if you're a Hillary supporter, they would have had that together, my friend. Now, I know that sounds conspiratorial, but we hear about this from all over the country, sir.
Well, I showed up and my name was in the system, so I was able to vote. So it did all pan out.
And do you want to tell us who you voted for?
Yeah, I hear the music. Let me come back afterwards if I made it.
All right. And then I got a bunch of sound bites I want to play for you, and I want to get an attorney's take on these sound bites. It all relates to voter fraud. Hillary says there is none. Donald says the whole thing's rigged. Who do you believe? Sound bites, and then comment from Alan Phillips, well-known attorney at law. Who did he vote for, ladies and gentlemen? In seconds.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Close Clinton aide Uma Abedin's laptop was seized by the FBI as part of an investigation into her estranged husband, Anthony Weiner, and his alleged sexting scandals. But common-sense journalists are wondering how Abedin's devices escaped prosecutors until recently. The Daily Beast points out that on June 28, 2016, Abedin said under oath in a sworn deposition that she looked for all devices that she thought contained government work on them, so the records could be given to the State Department. But obviously she failed to mention the most important such device, her laptop, which was used so often it is reported to have over 650,000 emails on it. Paul Sperry, writing for the New York Post, reports that these emails are not just conversations between her and Hillary. Abedin routinely forwarded emails from her state.gov account to either her Clinton1Email.com account or her Yahoo.com account, despite the obvious breach of security involved in sending secure emails to clearly unsecured accounts. Abedin also lied when she said she had no knowledge of the decision to set up a private email server for Clinton, when in fact, emails show she was in charge of the project, reports Sperry. Abedin's role in this caper begs for fresh scrutiny. Making false statements to a federal agent is a felony. So is mishandling classified information. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Our country is at a crossroads. Election Day is looming, and the choice between the two candidates couldn't be more clear. Do you want a strong leader who will secure our borders and stop the flow of illegal aliens and radical Islamic terrorists? Do you want a proven businessman who will implement smart trade deals that will bring jobs back to our country? Do you want a man's man who will protect our God-given Second Amendment rights from an oppressive federal government? Do you want a sensible White House that will work with traditionalist heads of state who should be our natural allies? Do you want a president who will safeguard the interests of Christians? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then there's only one choice for you, Donald Trump for president. Make no mistake about it, America will not survive a Supreme Court stacked with radical extremists handpicked by Hillary Clinton. Do the right thing. On November 8th, vote Trump.
This ad is paid for by William Johnson, a farmer and a deplorable, through the American National Super PAC, and is not authorized by Donald Trump or his committee.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Kurt Crosby, Alan Phillips, attorney at law, PandemicResponseProject.com and VaccineRights.com, his websites. So he went and voted this morning. That's Alan Phillips. Who'd you vote for, sir?
Well, to be fair, it's a short answer question, but with your permission, I'd like to give a slightly longer than short answer to it. I really feel very strongly that there are layers of control and deception at our society. And
I completely agree.
Varying styles and degree, but from local levels on up to the national level. And I think part of the system of control, or at least a mechanism through which systems of control operate, is the two-party system. So it's sort of a starting place. I am personally, fundamentally against the two-party system. And so when people say they're going to vote third party because they don't like either candidate, I have great, great sympathy. I don't know if sympathy is the word we're looking for, but I relate to that. I identify with that in a very strong way. But there's a part of me that pushes that aside in this current election on sort of practical terms. I think the third party, the existence of third parties and the promotion and assertion of third parties, I think that's going to be ultimately part of what breaks this flawed, corrupt two-party system. But I think we're not at a point yet in the evolution of that process for that to be a practical vote. Now, you can say it's a, what's the phrase? If you don't go that direction, then it doesn't happen. If you don't vote for a third party, then the third party doesn't rise to a level of prominence where the vote becomes a practical vote as opposed to a symbolic vote. But I think as we're in just really, really profound times now with the emergence of the recognition on a broader level of these underlying systems of corruption. And as our society moves forward in that process, and it's going to, we're on the verge of, if not already in the midst of, a profound breakthrough. But it's not, I don't think it's going to be an instant sort of thing. You know, it's like if the system contained enough integrity or people in it, enough people in it with integrity or people with integrity who had power and influence, because there are good people everywhere. The system is not entirely 100% corrupt. It's people in positions of power and control. And probably the majority of people are people of integrity. They just aren't in the positions of control and influence as much as some of the not-so-integrity-centered people. So the place where that third-party vote becomes the practical, if not compelling, choice is, I think, a little further down the road, where the third party actually does have the potential to break this two-party system and emerge as a winner, or more than just a symbolic vote. You know, people in the third parties don't expect to win. Now, having said that, I will be surprised if in this election we don't have one of the highest, if not the highest, third-party votes in terms of percentage of people just opting out of the two-party system altogether. I hope to see evidence of substantial movement in the direction of a serious third-party contender here. But where I fell back on, and the reason I went ahead and voted for Trump, is because whatever problems he has, you know, it's the... You know, if you're worried about Trump, you're swatting mosquitoes and you're missing the rhinoceros that's, you know, charging at you. And that's essentially just my way of saying what you said a few minutes ago, that the profound systemic corruption. There was a fellow who came forward who claimed to have been a bodyguard for the Clintons for 8 years, and his description for Hillary is that she's a psychopathic liar. Well, we have this, you know, you can go to YouTube and watch the videos of her saying things that she contradicts herself at different points. When I think it was Trey Gowdy again who was interviewing Comey, who says, well, Hillary said this, was it true? No. Well, she said this, was that true? No. Well, she said this, was that true? No. You know, the same guy who is saying, oh, we see no problem here, just admitted that she broke federal laws, criminal laws, lying in Congress. And you and I would be serving time if we had done that. And yet, no, we don't see a problem here. She didn't mean to do it, so it's okay.
And people have served time for a lot less, no doubt. And I think third parties have a vital role to play. And I agree with your point. Most of the time, it's worth voting for a conscience vote. But there's a vote for principle and then a vote for practicality at some point. You voted for Donald Trump on the practicality stage. You know, remember, it used to be that the Republican Party was a third party back in the day. It also used to be that the closest people that ever got to a third-party reality check was Ross Perot back in the day, speaking of that. So it can be done, but you're right. It's a row to hoe, and now probably isn't the time. Now, I got a couple of sound bites I want to play, and I'm going to get your take. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama mocking Donald Trump, literally mocking him for saying there's vote fraud. But we see vote fraud everywhere, Alan Phillips. I want you to listen to this sound bite. It's hard to hear, but it's Hillary Clinton back in 06. She didn't know. It's just being recorded. Listen to this.
Have troubled me deeply. I do not think we should have pushed for an election in the Palestinian territories. I think that was a big mistake. And if we were going to push for an election, then we should have made sure that we did something to determine who was going to win.
If we're going to push for elections in Palestine, we got to do something to make sure who's going to win.
Yeah, and
I don't know that you can get more fraudulent than that, can you?
Well, other than what she has said, here's what we're going to do, or here's what we just did, you know, and spelling out the details. But it's interesting because it's very matter of fact. She doesn't even see there's anything wrong with what she's saying in her tone of voice. She just assumes that you do whatever you have to do to get the job done. And of course, the American public has become more and more disenfranchised with the entire political system just because every year the mudslinging gets worse and worse, and it all comes from that place of do whatever you say, whatever you have to say to get elected. And yet we continue every 4 years to be sucked in by that to one degree or another, some of us more than others, and so forth. And this is part of the complexity here. We can say, yeah, look at all the scandal that's being exposed, look at all the documents coming forward, and yet there are still large portions of the American public who are oblivious to that. They see the propaganda, they buy into it, because the idea that the whole system could be corrupt and rigged and flawed is so far from their worldview. It's not a possibility, because you look at somebody like Hillary. Hillary is very intelligent. She's very articulate. She's poised. She speaks well. She is an experienced and skillful politician as far as that goes. And there's this horrible lack of the general public to recognize that certain kinds of severe psychological illness or states have no correlation with intellectual intelligence. You know, you have sociopaths who are completely uneducated street thugs or whatever, but you also have some who who are highly intelligent, advanced degrees, move up in industry and politics because of their intellectual abilities, and yet they also have these same conditions.
All right, here's Donald Trump and Barack Obama back-to-back on vote fraud. Listen carefully to what you hear.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country. There's no voter fraud.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, tilt things in their direction.
There's no voter fraud.
You start whining before the game's even over? If whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else? Then you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Literally admitting to vote fraud, it gets worse. It gets worse. I got a soundbite. This is from Barack Obama. He's literally encouraging.
By the way, Sam, you put that all together, right?
Yeah. Well, I got it from a bunch of different places, but yeah.
Yeah, but what I mean is you compiled them, and that's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Well, it's a little bit of fun. I was just having fun one day, and I'm like, man, I can put something together that is awesome. Right, so listen to this now. Ready? This is Barack Hussein Obama when he's running around telling Donald he's whining. Just see if you can get votes. But now here's Donald. Listen carefully. This is a Hispanic TV host or whatever asking Barack questions. Listen.
Many of the millennials, dreamers, undocumented citizens, and I call them citizens because they contribute to this country, are fearful of voting. So if I vote, will immigration know where I live? Will they come for my family and deport us?
Not true. Okay. And the reason is, first of all, when you vote, you are a citizen yourself, and there is not a situation where the voting rolls somehow are transferred over and people start investigating, etc. The sanctity of the vote is strictly confidential.
If you vote, you're a citizen. If you contribute to this country, you're a citizen, even though you're an illegal. That's what this lady and that's what Barack just said. Vote fraud. We'll talk about it.
Tune in to Liberty News Radio's Political Roundtable 2016, special broadcast of election night coverage on Tuesday, November 8th, features seasoned talk stars, newsmakers, and political commentators together in a live radio and video simulcast, providing news the networks refuse to use. Tune in to our live presentation on election night, Tuesday, November 8th, beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern on LNR's affiliate stations, internet stream, Roku channel, or the Unlimited Listen line. Visit LibertyNewsRadio.com. Jesse Lee Peterson, Vice Presidential Candidate Scott Bradley, Sam Bushman, James Edwards, Larry Pratt, Keith Allen, Richard Mack, and surprise guests will report the significant events of this historic election. Liberty News Radio provides the opportunity for constitutional conservatives to gather and share in the excitement when the next president of the United States is announced. Tuesday night, November 8th, election night coverage. LibertyNewsRadio.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs, get the original, Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Riding shotgun on the broadcast, Alan Phillips, VaccineRights.com, PandemicResponseProject.com, Kirk Crosby, Sam Bushman in the mix as well, breaking it all down just for you. Tonight we have an incredible four-hour special broadcast, 8 Eastern to midnight, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Check it out, an award-winning broadcast with news correspondents all over the country with incredible updates, literally live on scene and more. By the way, they're having technical issues over there at the North Carolina polls. You comfortable with that? It's one of the closest races, closest battleground states in the country. And they just got technical issues. Sorry about that. That tech just doesn't work when you need it to.
Oh, geez.
Now, it gets worse. Because I guess they say 68% of Saudis support Hillary. And it gets worse. Now, I mentioned this soundbite where Barack Obama literally saying, hey, there's no way you'll get busted as an illegal if you vote. In fact, if you vote, you're a citizen. Criminal activity everywhere, folks. You can't say that as president. I have a problem with a sitting president backing one side of the aisle as a candidate in the first place. They should say, you know what, I'm a president now. I'm above partisan politics. I'm here to serve my country, not run around and show for a candidate on the people's dime. But I digress. That's a whole nother discussion. Kurt Crosby, U.S. vote fraud, Edward Snowden in the news.
Well, yes, Sam. For about $30, you can participate in the elections in a whole new way. According to Felix Allen writing in, an online piece, he says, U.S. vote fraud, Edward Snowden shows how easy it is to hack into a U.S. voting machine with a, $30 memory card. And then they show the specific ways in a few simple steps the hackers could change the number of votes for each candidate in the voting computer's memory. So, we do live in a whole new world, and it makes voting a lot more exciting. You know what I mean?
Isn't that kind of how they make money, too, Kurt? Same principle these days.
Well, yeah. The old days, we thought of voting as a piece of paper and a pencil. Now we've got the whole, shebang at our fingertips, I guess you could say.
Hey, Kurt, aren't you just dying to vote?
Well, yeah, that's what one of the headlines reads. I guess in Colorado, isn't that one of those battleground states, they say. But anyway, the headline from CBS4 there. Yeah, an investigation finds a woman charged with casting dead father's ballot. Now, it looks pretty rough from the headline, but when you look at the details, you find out that her dad, this guy died at 86. It was in 2012 in El Paso County there in Colorado. And, this lady's attorney says after her father's death, the daughter kept receiving ballots intended for her father, a registered Republican, and that she attempted to have him removed from active voter rolls. She received numerous ballots. She shredded some. She threw some away. She wrote on envelopes and mailed them back, the attorney says. But Samuelson said when she could not get her father's name off the voter rolls, she became exasperated and voted for him. She didn't intend to commit a crime. She didn't intend to cast a ballot. She was just trying to get their attention. I guess she finally got their attention. Anyway, I guess this father joins a list of what they say are half a dozen dead Colorado voters identified in this TV station's ongoing investigation. My question for, oh, by the way, they do quote Governor John Hickenlooper, kind of the most fun governor's name
good old
ever.
Hickenlooper, yes.
Anyway, he suggested
he
why
threw
some
the votes
Coloradans.
For Hickenlooper, didn't he?
He suggested why some Coloradans are attempting to circumvent the system. And, he says both candidates have anger directed toward them, and that anger makes people take the law into their own hands.
Yeah, and I guess you voted for a dead dad twice because,
Yeah, like Hillary, for example, and, others have taken the law into their hands. But anyway, Hickenlooper continues. He says, these are individuals who are so inflamed, they break the law. They feel so passionately that the ends justify the means.
Nothing like passion.
Even if they break the law, they're justified because they can't stand the alternative.
By the way, I reject breaking the law.
I agree. But anyway, it's just an interesting story where...
Amen to that. All right, now, before the end of the hour, another little case of vote fraud going on here. You ever heard of Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe? He pardoned 60,000 felons, and of course that's enough to swing the election. Here's how the story goes. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has granted voting rights to as many as 60,000 convicted felons just in time for them to register to vote. That's nearly five times more than previously reported. And it's enough for his longtime friend Hillary Clinton to win the state. McAuliffe sought to allow all Virginia's estimated 200,000 felons to vote. But state court said everybody's circumstance must be individually weighed. No problem, says McAuliffe. To get around that, McAuliffe used what they call a mechanical auto pen to rapidly sign thousands of letters as if he had personally reviewed them. Even as his office lied and said the total was 13,000, well, the Daily Caller News Foundation investigative team has learned that McAuliffe, who managed Clinton's 2008 unsuccessful bid for president, well, they lied and it's more like 60,000. Now, believe it or not, these votes are decided by tiny margins. In 2014, for example, in the U.S. Senate race, it was decided by only 17,000 votes, while the attorney general's race in that state came to a mere 165 votes. McAuliffe is a close friend of Hillary and Bill, and he even personally guaranteed a loan for the purchase of their New York mansion so she could become a carpetbagger. He also served as chairman of the Democratic Committee, where he was an incredible fundraiser. So there you have it. All you got to do is restore felons' rights, then they can vote. And there you go. And then they ask, are they citizens? And of course they are if they vote, says Barack. See? So there you go, Alan. What do you say to that?
I say these people are brilliant. They're experts at what they do. It just happens to be, criminal and unethical and so forth. But, I mean, let's not let these trivial details get in the way here. You know, this is brilliance. We should be, really recognizing and honoring the strategic mastery with what they bring to all this. You know, it's really interesting, and hopefully it's clear that I'm being sarcastic, but there's an element of truth to that, of course, because this is not something you just sort of whimsically think up off the moment. This is a system that has been deeply entrenched for many, many years, spreading its tendrils in countless directions, layers and levels, and lining up people like-minded people who are willing to be part of that system. And the larger and more deeply entrenched that system becomes, the easier it is for it to cover its own tracks and to keep anybody from getting anywhere who tries to uncover it and so forth. But I see the fraud is, in a sense, in sort of a very generalized sense, as kind of having two layers. You know, we know now, it's clear, as far as I understand, documented and clear that Hillary stole the nomination from Bernie. Maybe she would have won it in a fair fight anyway. And now just new WikiLeaks emails released show that Bernie had actually signed a non-aggression pact. So when he was running against her, he had one arm tied behind his back. You know,
yeah, they agreed before the deal.
Yeah, and so there are just many parts and pieces to this that are nailed down. Now, I've seen videos with people claiming to be experts on these voting machines, the people who program them and so forth, and they say, yeah, you can program the machine to create a predetermined outcome, and it will also can also be programmed to erase the program that does that, so there's no evidence in the system itself after the fact. So there are parts of this that are documented, and there are parts of this that are very possible, but ultimately speculative until it actually goes down, and then if whether or not there's some way to trace it back and figure out what happened or not. But Sam, the fact that significant parts of this have been documented, the collusion of mainstream media with the Democratic Party, for example, these are things Wolf Blitzer now revealed as having colluded. There's just all these different parts and pieces that have been well documented. It lends a serious question to the further parts that may be speculative or not yet proven. It doesn't matter. The part of it that has been proven is significant enough to have undermined the credibility of the entire process. Now, do I think Republicans would ever do something like
that? Of course they would.
Yeah, of course they would.
Absolutely.
And the only reason then that I have at least hope for the possibility, and I don't honestly know ultimately, but the possibility that Trump is above that or not a part of that, is the Republicans hated him when he tried to first start running too. He was not, appeared at least not to be part of that system.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, two quick stories. I've only got like 30 seconds to get to them. One, Nevada GOP chair cries election fraud in early voting. What happened is they kept the polls open like 4 hours longer than they're supposed to, so all the Hispanics could get off work and vote. There you have it. Kurt's got the last one. Go quick, Kurt. Donald Trump takes lead. Hurry.
Well, yeah, in, what is it, New Hampshire, they get these little towns where they get just a few votes, and looks like he's up. He won those places 32 to 25. So, you know, anyway, that's an update for you.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We will be live this evening, 8 to midnight Eastern, live broadcast, LibertyNewsRadio.com. This nation shall endure.